audio mode. Make some audio every day throughout the month of June. Drop it on your socials with a quick description. Use the hashtag audio mode so everyone can find it and listen to and leave a nice comment on what you did.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to another Audio Mo Day 17, I think we're on. So we're catching up, still catching up. Quite an interesting one today. I'm going to be talking to my Claire about scammers, because she knows a lot about scammers and she's going to give us some quick tips on how to avoid them. We'll fade the music out for this and then kind of relax a little bit so there's not too much of a rush, but we are going to try and keep it relatively short. But anyway, it's coming up in a second. Okay, here she is. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
So I'm
going to tell you all about scammers, not because I am one, but because I work for a bank, a building society to be precise.
Not in the UK.
Just because, yeah. I am by my very nature a suspicious person anyway. Hello, dog.
Dog. But
I imagine everyone here has had a call from someone saying, hello, this is your bank. You've been defrauded. We're worried about a text or a payment on your account. Please call us back or press one. You get the calls as well, the automated calls. Please press one, press two. If it's not you, press one if it was you. And then they put you through to a call centre, and then the call centre says to you, oh, yeah, if you could just confirm some details, and before you know it, you've given them your life and soul, and they go in and steal all your money. There's one of those things. If you're suspicious, then do not speak to these people. Do not ever answer a phone call and say, yeah, okay, and confirm all the details over the phone, ever. If someone calls you, say, okay, yeah, no worries. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you back, and then you call the fraud number. It's usually on the back of your card. It should be in your app. If you do online banking, it should be on their website. Make sure it's the actual website of your bank that you go to. If you are online banking, there should be the ability just to call straight through from the app, which takes you through security without you having to go through lots of details and confirm stuff. Don't. And if they're real, if they are genuine, they'll go, yeah, no problem, call us back. If they're not and they swear at you, you've lost nothing and they were low life. But, you know, everybody thinks that they are immune from scamming. Everybody thinks that they know what a scam is and that they will never be caught. And you might not be by a bank scam, but there is a scam out there for everyone. I've never been scammed and I will never say that I'm infallible because there's things like, I mean, there are the obvious, you know, oh, I'm, you know, King Mustafa from Nigeria and if you could, you know, I need to escape my country, but I have my 200 million. So if you could like send it through your bank account because, you know, it covers up the trial, that is fraud.
And I'll give you 10%.
And anyone falls for that, it's genuine. To be honest, it's usually greed because nobody is, it's just not real. Somebody you've never met tells you, you know, promises you the moon on a stick and says, oh yes, if you could just give me some money, lend me some money. Anyone you've never met, don't ever lend anyone you've never met money. Those kind of ones are fairly obvious. The romance scams, the prince in Nigeria, that you've won a lottery you never entered, those kind of scams are often based on, I say greed, but it's one of those things people think they're going to get something for nothing. Those are obvious, but there are lots that aren't as obvious. There are things like you've had a delivery, you're waiting for a parcel, and they come and they say, we tried to deliver, we couldn't. Click on here to actually rearrange it. And there's just a thing that says, oh, you need to pay for re-delivery, £1.20. Oh, you know what? If 100 people of that fall for that a day, out of the millions they text, they've made 120 quid a day. You know, I don't make that in my job type thing. You know, so, you know. And if you're waiting for a parcel, it's easy. Oh, they've tried to deliver my parcel. I was out. Yeah, of course it's real, you know? So there are scams and people kind of go, oh, I feel so stupid. Don't feel stupid, but feel aware before you fall for anything, because people do. And there is information that the banks will not ask you for. Things like, as part of security, they will not ask you for your full card number, ever. The last four digits.
Tough on the back. Or...
Yeah. The last four digits is all they should ever ask for on your card. The last four digits. The three digits on the back of the card, they will never ask you for. And I'll let you into that. We don't have access to it. We can't see it.
Or
we cannot.
PIN.
Or the PIN. We can't see that. They won't ask you for your PIN number. To be honest, the PIN number's worth very little if they don't have a card. But if they can clone a card, if there's a way, then they can. But in truth, you know, a PIN isn't much. But likewise, we don't have access to that. We don't have access to the security digits on the back of your card. We will never ask you for your full card number. Those, we will never ask you for more than the last four digits on the back of on your card number. So, you know, from that perspective, don't ever give them anything. Never download anything that says, let us help you take over your bank account. Never put, say...
Well, you mean like ask them to share?
Ask them to share, like a screen share, yeah, or a remote access app. No one will ever say to you, what we need you to do is move your money into a safe account. Never going to happen. It doesn't happen. It's all scams, all lies, all fraud. Every single one of it is fraud. So don't. And I'm suspicious, you know, and I get people. And there's another thing. There is another thing. Don't become a fraudster unwittingly. Don't make friends with people who go, oh, if I pay you some money, can you just draw it out for me in cash? That kind of thing. If I pay you some money or if I give you some cash, can you put it into your account and then transfer it to so-and-so for me? That's called money laundering. And it carries a prison sentence of up to 15 years. And an unlimited fine. And people do it without realizing. Oh, if I do something, you know, if you give you, we're going to transfer money into your account. If you could draw it out in cash for me, somebody will come and fetch it. That makes you a money mule. And the amount of accounts I see that, you know, and they're not all willing fraudsters. Some of them are vulnerable people who are hard up and are exploited. People with learning difficulties, disabilities, they're approached. People make friends with them, you know, that kind of thing. It's a minefield. The whole thing is a minefield. And I deal with these people every day, and I deal with the victims, and I also take the calls from the people who have collared the victims and got their details and are trying to take over their accounts. You give a scammer your name, your date of birth, and your postcode, and they will come through to your bank, and they will say, this is my name, my date of birth, and my postcode. This is one that we've seen at work loads of times. They come through to us, they say, can I give you my details? Can I have my account balance? Can I confirm? Then they ask loads of details. I'll confirm my name, my date, and my postcode. Okay, pass some authentication. What age will you be on your next birthday? What's your last address? And some of them they'll get right. Some of them they might not, but some of them they might. Sometimes they'll pass, sometimes they'll fail. And then they go, okay, that's cool. You know, you've passed authentication. Please, can you change my phone number? I change your phone number. Bingo, they can set up on internet banking. You know, can you confirm your sort of code and account number for me? My sort of code and account. I'm blind, I can't see it. So if you could confirm it for me, I'd really appreciate that. Yeah, we get loads of them. We get the product of the people who try, and we catch them. We do, but there is always going to be one who gets through. There always will be, and I would be horrified. I'm over suspicious if nothing else. So I give out very little information. But you know, it's easily done if you sound convincing enough. Somebody sounds convincing enough. So give them the bare minimum.
So we have a song about this.
We do.
That you've made.
I made it because of a friend of mine who was scammed, as it goes.
And I'm going to play it for you now. But Claire, thank you for your tips.
Yeah.
And we'll speak to you soon. Here is... actually, where is the song?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Have you not got it?
I'm going to find it. Hang on.
I sent it to your WhatsApp.
No, I've got it.
You got it. You put it into a car.
Hang on. I've turned the mic off. And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
A voice so sweet said, hey, you've paid us way too deep. I spilled my name, my numbers too. Thought I was sharp, but I came unglued. Then came another call to say, your bank is under siege today. I panicked, I spilled it all like a fool. Scammers thought they'd hit the jackpot, dreamed of yachts and golden teapots. But joke's on them, my funds are thin. Good luck cashing on this grin. I pictured them all wide-eyed and giddy, imagining my fortune oh so pretty. But when they saw my balance drop, I bet they their luck. No treasure chest, just